The federal government is marking the passage of its long-awaited environmental laws in the Senate.
I describe this as a great win for the environment and a great win for business. This is a win-win, and that is what we were looking for very clearly.
That's the Prime Minister speaking yesterday. Well, former head of the competition watchdog, Professor Graham Sanyal, wrote the blueprint for the revamp of the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act with an independent review 5 years ago. And he joins me now. Professor Sanyal, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally. I'm busy trying to work out that brain teaser you sent. It's not quite that easy.
Well, if you're finding it difficult, good luck to the rest of us. Professor Sanyal, how does the revised legislation that's passed the Senate, how does it compare to the recommendations that you made in your review 5 years ago?
I think the legislation faithfully reflects the totality of the review. There's, in substance, I don't think there's been any variation at all. So I'm very pleased with what's happened. The outcome of the deal done with the Greens has been to strengthen some of the environmental protections, but importantly, and this very important, it hasn't reduced or diminished in any way the business efficiency elements of the review and of the legislation as initially put to Parliament a couple of weeks ago. So what we've achieved, I think, is a terrific balance between business efficiency and environmental efficacy or effectiveness.
The Coalition says that it wanted to keep negotiating with the government into next year. In your view, was this process rushed or was it the best deal the government was going to get in this timeframe?
I think Minister Watt and the Prime Minister have demonstrated remarkable ability to achieve an outcome within the timeframe that they set. Look, we've got to remember that this has been going for 5 years, as far as I'm concerned, for 6 years, because I started the review in October 2019. So this has been 6 years of a roller coaster ride. And frankly, if you've been on a roller coaster for that long, you want to get to the end, frankly, at the end. And I was most relieved. In fact, I choked up a bit when the legislation was passed last night by the Senate. The Coalition, I think, unfortunately, over a period of 5 years, has gone through a process of obfuscation, contradictions, obstruction. They actually manoeuvred themselves, I think, in the past week to a position of complete irrelevance. And the Greens put forward a package of amendments which were sensible. In particular, I was pleased with what was done with the regional forest agreements because, they were a real concern, as expressed in the review. But importantly, and this is terribly important, the government has done something that we've urged governments to do for year after year after year, and that is to have some form of structural adjustment assistance to assist those who are adversely impacted by reform. In this case, what the government has done in terms of the forestry industry is to allocate a fund of $300 million towards structural adjustment assistance. Now, we'll have to see some detail as to how that's done, but I think that was an inspired process and inspired introduction into the process at the last minute. And what it's done is to say to those that will be adversely impacted, we are here to help you through the process. We'll do it with a fund of $300 million. And at the same time, we've achieved greater protection for our native forests, which were suffering so badly through the deforestation or logging process.
You were talking about some of the way in which the Coalition has approached this matter. What do you think about, what are your thoughts more broadly about the way the Coalition has handled this, not only in opposition, but in government in the early stages as well?
Look, I have to say, and I've said this openly, I've been very disappointed. The review was handed to then Minister, Environment Minister Lee in October 2020, was publicly released in January 21. Minister Lee embraced the review. She embraced it with some enthusiasm and said, look, this is what I've been expecting and I welcome it. And then for some reason, and I think I know what happened in the government at the time, she was put into a straitjacket as to what she could do in terms of response to the review, and thus we saw nothing of any substance. We moved then into the election of the Albanese government, and Tanya Plibersek, with an enormous degree of commitment, tried so hard to bring about the implementation of the review, but that failed. It just didn't work. And now we've had Minister Murray Watt, who's proceeded, I think, with remarkable agility to bring about the reforms that we saw approved by the Senate last evening. I was sitting in the Senate and, look, it was just extraordinary. The questions being asked were very appropriate. The answers he gave showed a remarkable knowledge of the legislation and what it proposes to do. The Greens came to the party, and I've got a lot of admiration, I have to say, for Senator Sarah Hanson-Young. She was under a lot of pressure from a whole range of different sources, but she agreed on a series of amendments, and I saw the amendments, I saw the summation of them, and frankly went down in a matter of 5 minutes, put tick, 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 double tick on a few of them, and tick all the way through. They are sensible amendments, and they will work better to protect our environment and to help its restoration.
I spoke with Senator Hanson-Young on the program earlier. She says there's still a lot more to do. Let's take a quick listen.
Wanted the government, of course, to move more on climate. But I think all you need to do is look at those climate target projections out yesterday. And the writing's on the wall for fossil fuels. And the government's going to have to do more, and we're going to keep fighting and pushing them to do that.
What's your response to that view?
Look, I think it's a view that I know the Greens have, and there are various sort of ranges of expression of that view. But the climate issues are dealt with in a separate area of the department. It's the area that is governed by Minister Bowen, and that's the way it should work. And so the review recommended, and the legislation adopts the recommendation that proponents of developments and the like should disclose their impact on carbon emissions, disclose the attempts to mitigate that, and then it gets referred over to the what I call the climate division of the department for dealing with under the government's policy from time to time. There is a lot more work to be done, though, in relation to the environment protection legislation, and that relates to the development of the National Environmental Standards. Now, these standards are fundamental. They're absolutely fundamental because they are the rules. They're the rules that will govern the way the Commonwealth administers the law, the way states and territories administer it, the way states and territories will be accredited in under a single-touch process, that is, a process which gives greater efficiency and to business in terms of applications for developments, so that states and territories that are accredited will be able to do all the assessment and all the approvals subject to, and this is so important, subject to their abiding by and complying with the National Environmental Standards. Now, those standards have to be developed in the new year, in 2026. A lot of work to be done there.
Graham Samuel, we'll look out for your name in the answers to our Friday brain teaser on the text line. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Good morning to you.
Graham Samuel is a professor at Monash University and independently reviewed the EPBC Act 5 years ago and watched it go through the Senate.